Hi, and welcome to Actual Books Audio. My name is Chris Taylor, and today we're reviewing The Five Dysfunctions of a Team, written by Patrick Lencioni. So here's the scenario. You've got a new company, extremely well-funded, with high-quality, cutting-edge products. You've got an executive staff of corporate rock stars, truly the best of the best in their fields. And without any explanation or apparent reason, your company is failing miserably. The Five Dysfunctions of a Team is a fable about exactly such a scenario. Catherine Peterson is hired on as CEO of Decision Tech and given exactly two objectives. One, find the problem, and two, fix it. Through the brisk 184 pages that make up this book's fable section, we follow the first few months of Karen on the job. We meet her executive staff and learn what makes them tick. And we learn, very quickly, that there are some eerie similarities between the characters in Karen's world and those in our own lives. Lencioni uses the characters of Decision Tech to exemplify the five dysfunctions suggested in the title of the book. He also outlines identifiers that can indicate clearly if a team is suffering on a certain level. These dysfunctions are extremely commonplace. Chances are you've experienced them in your own lives and business. The five dysfunctions and their respective indicators are 1. Inattention to results. The indicator is when ego and desire for personal status become major motivators. The second dysfunction is an avoidance of accountability. This often happens when team members lower their standards. The third dysfunction is a lack of commitment. The indicator is ambiguity on goals and team targets. And the fourth is a fear of conflict. And the indicator is when artificial harmony is dominant and you can just feel that there's an underlying problem there. And the fifth dysfunction is an absence of trust. And the indicator is when team members work to create an image of invulnerability. As with most things, the dysfunctions Lencioni identifies build on one another and are all interconnected. As a basic example, if you don't trust that your teammates respect you and your opinion, you'll avoid conflict for fear of ridicule or doubt. By not sharing your true thoughts through conflict, you'll then be much more reluctant to buy in and commit to team goals. After all, you may not have even agreed to the goal, and you may not bother to clarify the goals at all. Since you weren't really committed to the goal in the first place, you're less likely to be accountable to the team goal and more likely to focus on simply making sure you save face in the inevitable blow-up, and so on and so on. Lencioni uses section 2 of his book, The Technical Application of the Lessons from the Fable, to offer potential ways of working through the various problems. Interestingly, the solutions are really quite simple. That was simple, though, not easy. As Lencioni states clearly, quote, success is not a matter of mastering subtle, sophisticated theory, but rather of embracing common sense with uncommon levels of discipline and persistence. It comes from The Five Dysfunctions of a Team, page 220. While any one of the five dysfunctions of a team, and the respective fixes, is worth looking at in detail, perhaps the most surprising, i.e. least commonsensical, is that of commitment. The golden egg for this week's article is commitment is a team sport. Now this part may seem obvious. If you want to achieve as a team, you need to have a goal that we're all committed to. Pretty straightforward stuff. But here's the interesting twist. Most reasonable people do not have to agree with a group decision in order to buy in. The philosophy I love from The Five Dysfunctions of a Team is, quote, disagree and commit. That comes from The Five Dysfunctions of a Team, page 95. The first gem from this article, consensus will get you nowhere. The word conflict has a negative connotation. It's uncomfortable, it's unpleasant, and it's completely necessary for any successful relationship to thrive, be it at home, the office, or a play. This is the beautiful thing about human beings. We're all alike in our imperfections. We don't agree on everything, and how could we? We all have different backgrounds, different experiences, different DNA. We're different, and we need to celebrate that. People don't need to be right all the time. What they need is to be heard. People, all of us, need to feel like their opinions matter and that they're being acknowledged. And sometimes we have to speak loudly to make sure that happens. But we don't always need to be right. Quote, politics is when people choose their words and actions based on how they want others to react rather than based on what they really think. That's The Five Dysfunctions of a Team, page 88. Keep the politics out of the office. Have the confidence to speak your mind and the courtesy to let others do the same. Gem number 2. If you wait till you're sure to be too late. One of the major roadblocks for many organizations in committing comes from what's often known as analysis paralysis, analyzing something for so long that the opportunity passes entirely. It's called a window of opportunity for a reason. Every opportunity exists for a finite period of time, and then it's gone forever. I love the expression, live your life. This is not a dress rehearsal. Being a part of a strong team means having the confidence in one another and the organization to commit without every detail in front of you. I took this great insight from Seth Godin's blog. Quote, 10 years ago, you had a shot of at least being aware of everything that mattered. 5 years ago, you had to be really selective about what you took in, but at least it was possible to know what you didn't know. Today, it's impossible. Today, you can't even read every article on a thin slice of a thin topic. It's impossible to have all the details. 10 years ago, that wasn't the case, but now, more than ever, we need to have faith in our teams. We need to commit. The Five Dysfunctions of a Team is a book for CEOs. It's also a book for high school basketball coaches. It's a book for parents and parents-to-be and parents who plan to be. It's a book for anyone who's ever been involved in a team dynamic and felt that maybe not everything was running as well as it could. In other words, it's a book for all of us. And it's a fun book to boot. This has been Actual Books Audio. My name is Chris Taylor, and we were discussing the five dysfunctions of a team.